Blog Talk Radio.
Wow,
We thank God and we praise God for each of you being on Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio this evening, Reconciliation Ministries in conjunction and with Omega Ministry Group. We are so thankful for the partnership that we have with Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for them and we praise God for all of their blessings that fall upon each and every one of us. We are, again, so thankful for each one of you all this evening. Supposed to be the first day of spring, but yet it's still so cold. We are so thankful, though, for we are not governed by the season, but we are governed by the will of God. So, again, let me introduce myself. I'm Willie J. Van Jr. I again bring you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Northeast Corridor of Washington, D.C. And we just thank the Lord for you being with us this evening. We are, again, so thankful for you and you and you. So without further ado, let us go to the Lord in prayer. We understand the power of prayer. We understand that we are nothing without prayer, that prayer is one of our greatest strengths, is one of the greatest weapons that we have against the adversary and against the way that we feel and the way we move. So it is also the way that we get our instructions from our Father. So it's one of the ways we get our instructions from our Father. So without further ado, let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for this day. We are so thankful for what you've done and how you have blessed us. Lord God, we thank the Lord for you, and we thank God for being able to come and talk to you. Lord God, before we ask of anything, we want to always say thank you. We want to always show our appreciation for who you are and what you mean to us. We are so thankful, Lord God. We understand that we are only here because of the grace that you provide, because of the mercy that you provide. So because of those, Lord God, we are here able to be your ambassador. Lord God, I thank you for today, have been able to go into work, and though it was a difficult day, we understand that it is still we are still thankful because there are so many that don't have a job to go to. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to allow us to be your representative in the earth today. We are thankful for, again, all that you have done. Lord God, we thank you for even those who we come and we pray about, and we just thank God for each and every one of them who love you. Lord God, I come with prayers for my good friend Tanya Thomas, high school friend. I thank God for her, and I pray that you will heal her body, that she will be able to come through this battle with a greater testimony of how only you raised her up from the dead, how you were the one who gave her life, how you were the one who showed up and showed out. When the doctors gave up, you yet were still there. You were yet still here, fighting our fight, telling the world that this is my child. So again, we ask you to heal her body. We also, Lord God, ask that you would bless my good friend Al Winkler on behalf of his mother transitioning back to you. Lord God, we understand and know that was just a year and a half ago that his grandmother transitioned, and now it is his mom. And we pray, Lord God, that though he is tired in the body and in the mind, Lord God, we ask now that you will come and supernaturally heal his body, that you will come and grant him peace. Lord God, I know that he's going to miss his mother, and I would never say for him not to. But Lord God, give him peace to deal with all this chaos. Allow the homegoing services to go smooth. Bless his brothers. Bless all those who are part of his family. Lord God, you know what he stands in need of. And so we ask, oh God, because you are the one that can provide. You are the one who can meet every need. You are the one that is so worthy to be praised. Oh God, I thank you again for my mother. I thank you for allowing her to see her 71st birthday. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her and how you have just watched out for her. Lord God, even when the doctors didn't know what was going on or how things was going to turn out, Lord God, you instilled in her a peace. And then she was able to transfer that peace to us, her son. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, now I ask that you will bless all of those who don't know you, those who are homeless, those who are hungry this season. Lord God, meet their need of shelter and of thirst and hunger. Lord God, I thank you. And Lord God, if it's us, if you use us to be the one to bless them, here we are, Lord God. We are available and ready to be used. We thank you, Lord God. Now, bless this blog talk. Bless this conversation that we will be able to understand that we deserve to be happy. Lord God, let that happiness be based upon our relationship with you. Because everything else will fail. Everything else will fade away. Everything else will rot. But not your love. Not your peace. Not your joy. Not your happiness that you transfer to us. Lord God, again, we just thank you. We give you honor and praise in the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we thank the Lord for you being with us for another night of Blog Talk Radio. Let me just do this. If you have a comment, if you have a question, you can press 1. On your phone, and I will be able to recognize that you have a comment or question that you would like to add. All mics are muted right now. If you are listening to the rebroadcast of this show, then you can always send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's JAYVictory. ANN91@yahoo.com. Well, tonight I want to talk about you deserve to be happy. That's our subject. You deserve to be happy. During this time, we understand that many people are today is the first day of spring, and normally, spring brings about newness and about a freshness, and we understand that in a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating Resurrection Sunday. We'll be, thank God for a Good Friday. And then there'll be some that'll be going during spring break, wherever you go. But there will be a lot of people. A lot of people who will be suffering from depression, who will be suffering from not feeling good about themselves, not feeling good about their situation or what's going on in their lives. And tonight, I just wanted to, God laid it on my heart. This is fresh. He laid it on my heart this early afternoon. You deserve to be happy. Now, we understand that happiness can be described as two things. One, it is a feeling. It is an emotion of joy and of warmth. But it can also be a state of mind. You can have a state of mind of being happy. Now, in Psalm 68, verse 3, and I have several different scripture references that we'll be going through tonight, but it says in the New Century Version, "But may the righteousness be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful." And then Psalm 2, verse 12 says, "Show that you are loyal to his son, or you will be destroyed by his anger, because he can quickly become angry. But happy are those who trust him for protection." Now, again, we have already just stated that happiness or being happy is an emotion, but it can also be a state of mind. Achieving your own happiness is the best measure of how well you are living your life and enjoying your relationships. You can learn how to be happier and more fulfilled in everything you do. The first thing we have to do is understand that everyone is different. Everyone is different. Happiness in life is like a smorgasbord. If 100 people went to a smorgasbord and each put food on their plate in the quality and the quantity and mix each felt would be most pleasurable to him or her, every plate would be different. Even a husband and a wife will go up to the smorgasbord and come back with plates that look completely different. Happiness is the same way. Each person requires a particular combination of those ingredients to feel the very best about themselves. And we understand that your happiness should not really be based upon anyone else but God. So many people have based their marriage and their relationships on the other person, saying that this other person makes me feel happy, makes me feel good. And yes, they ought to. But truthfully, your happiness should be based upon your individuality. What makes you happy will be totally different from what makes your spouse happy, or could be totally different from what makes your spouse happy. I am I'm a people pleaser. I like to please people. But what God has shown me in the last several years is that I cannot please people because I'm not God. I'm not the one who has everything in control. I'm not the one who has all the resources. But God is. And God is the one who will be able to provide those ingredients, those things that will truly make you happy. Having a relationship is one of those ingredients. Not religion, I didn't say having religion. I said having a relationship with God is one of the major ingredients. And then you have to have the ingredients of knowing who God is and who he is in your heart. And that brings my second point. Listen to your heart and your mixer of ingredients can be constantly or continually changing. If you went to the same smorgasbord every day for a year, you probably will come back with a different plate full of food each time, each day, sometimes each hour. Only you can tell what it takes to make you happy. Therefore, the only way to judge whether a job, a relationship, an investment, or any decision is right for you. Only way to determine that what is right for you is to get in touch with your feelings and listen to your heart. So many of us think about it, that you live life and you base your decision on some logic. And again, I'm not telling you to be ignorant or to be stupid or just only listen to your heart. But there is something, your desires flow out of your heart. Your wants flows out of your heart. And it's really not your heart, the muscle that beats, but it is the spirit within you, your soul. And that soul ought to be connected to God through the Holy Spirit. And because it is connected to God through the Holy Spirit, then you should be able to know and which things make you happy. Now, I will tell you what makes me happy. A nice big old cheeseburger with barbecue sauce with onions on it. Well, my doctor told me, because I've been losing weight, I can't eat those as much. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't eat it at all, nor does it mean that I can't be happy. But what it does mean is that I have to be careful about what I do and how I live my life. When I listen to my heart, when I listen to my soul, because it is connected to God, therefore I'm able to listen and know what is it that God would have for me to be truly happy. Again, I said earlier that, you know, you can be in a relationship or friendship or any, however you want to describe it. You can have a lot of materialistic things, but those things will rot. Those things will fail you. Those things will walk away from you. But God will never walk away from you. God will always be here. God will always be here to strengthen you, to talk to you, to tell you which way you ought to go. Again, when you are in tune with your spirit and your spirit is in tune to the will of God, that's all you need to truly make you happy. There are times in your life where you'll go and you'll be like, man, wow, this makes me happy. I mean, let's think about it and let's be real. When you was a child and you woke up on Christmas morning, sometimes you woke up and you were so full of joy and so full of happiness that you really couldn't even contain yourself. You couldn't contain yourself because there was such a great anticipation of what was to come. And then when it came, you was like, wow, wow, look at this. Look at all the things that I have. Look at all of these things that I asked for when you were young. You were saying, you know, I went and talked to Santa Claus, and you know, after talking to Santa Claus bought me all the stuff that I wanted. And I felt happy. I felt joy. And then, about a week later, maybe two, some of the stuff that you received on Christmas Day, you no longer had that same kind of happiness. Those things didn't bring you the same kind of feeling. You just didn't see. It was like, okay, you've gotten over the thrill. Like the old song said, I lost the thrill on old Blueberry Hill. I don't know why that song just jumped in my head. But there is, you find yourself not being as excited and not being as happy. But that's how it is, not just as a child, but throughout your life. There would be things, materialistic things. There would be people that will arrive in your life. And you'll have such great joy and happiness. And then when those things no longer work, or you're no longer excited about it, then you want to cast it to the side. Isn't it wonderful to know that each and every day, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, that our soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for his son. I thank God for having him, his son, be my savior. And to know that I will never get tired of him. And to know that he'll never get tired of me because he loved me. And because he loves me, I'm able to have true happiness. So, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, as always. I want you to listen to the song and think about some things while this song is going on. What is it that some of the things that really bring about that make you happy? Or think about some of those things that once used to make you happy, but no longer make you happy. Think about who Jesus is and your relationship. Again, not your religion, but what your relationship is with God. What we're going to do, we're going to play this quick song, and then we'll be right back. Go get yourself some water, something to drink, some hot tea, or I hope you're not drinking coffee this evening. But go get yourself something to drink, and we'll be right back.
If you feel like a room without a room.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, clap along with me, and let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, because we are happy in Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, we already discussed the first 2 points is that everyone is different. We deserve to be happy. And a way we understand of being happy is one, we have to recognize that everyone is different. Second, we must listen to our hearts. And then this third point is that we have to be true to ourselves. Our truth to yourself or to ourselves only, we are true to ourselves only when we follow our inner light. When you listen to that, what people have called the still small voice within, you're being the very best person you can be only when you have the courage and the fortitude to allow your definition of happiness, whatever it may be the guiding light of every part of your life. You got to be true to yourself. You got to know who you are and stop putting on these fake airs. I understand you want to look good and you want to have the appearance that you don't, that your stuff don't stink. But everybody's stuff stinks. Everybody don't cross every T and dot every I. But you got to be secure in who you are in yourself. I will tell you, I've always been a large guy. What some people would say, fat. Some people would say husky. I remember going to Sears, always weighing husky. I'd say that's another word for overweight. But there have been times that I did not have confidence in myself, but then there were times that I did. And it wasn't necessarily because I had money in my pocket or because of the clothes that I was wearing, but it was because of what God had poured into me. And I knew that God was blessing me and God was taking care of me and God was using me for his glory. So our next point is that in order for ourselves to know that we deserve to be happy, we have to realize that there are no limits. a very important point to the subject of happiness is whether or not you feel that you deserve to be happy. Accept the notion that you deserve all the happiness you can honestly attain through the application of your talents and abilities. The more you like and respect yourself, the more deserving you will feel for the good things in life. And the more deserving you feel, the more likely you will attain and hold on to the happiness you are working toward. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, again, there have been times in my life where I struggled and I didn't feel like I deserved. I felt like I just had to take care of everybody until God had to tell me, yeah, you can, and I call you to be a servant, but you can also have people bless you. You can also have people serve you. And the blessing is that just as you receive a blessing for blessing others, others receive a blessing for blessing you. You all know that this past September, I turned 50. And one of the things that I said at my birthday, actually before the birthday party, was I said, man, I invited all these people and nobody's going to come. I started feeling bad. I started moping around. And somebody said, man, shut up. Stop acting stupid. You invited all these people. People love you. People know you. And people want to celebrate with you. And I can honestly tell you that the venue was no small venue. It was a decent size, but it was standing room only. And I was overwhelmed by the love and affection that people showed me just to say that, hey, man, we want to celebrate your life and we want to show love towards you. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes we can't get that assurance from outside devices, but you have to be shored up inside of who you are as a person. That's why you got to be true to yourself and know that you deserve to be happy. You deserve the good things in life. You don't always have to suffer. You don't always have to go through. God didn't just put you on this earth so that you'll be the one to go through. You got to believe and know that God has given you life and life more abundantly through his Son. And then because of the Holy Spirit that reigns inside of you, that leads and guides you inside of you, that there's a joy that the world can't take away from you, a happiness the world can't take away from you, that situations and circumstances can't take it away from you because God gave it to you, because God poured it into your heart, because God poured it into your spirit, and therefore you need to be happy. We are to make sure that or make happiness your key measure. You should make happiness the organizing principle of your life. Compare every possible action and decision you make against your standard of happiness to see whether that action would make you happier or unhappy. Soon you will discover that most of all the problems in your life come from choices that you have made or are currently making that do not contribute to your happiness. There comes a time, my brothers and sisters, where you got to realize that the decision that people will pull on you and situations will try to get you down, and you got to decide what's going to make you happy. But really, what you need to be deciding is what's going to please God. What's going to make God happy? You know, they came out with those bracelets about 15 years ago. What would Jesus do? And those things were really, it was a great reminder that when we are about to make decisions, that we have to take into account, what is it that our Savior would do? we also have to realize that that we have to pay the price. Of course, there are countless times when you will have to do little things that don't make you happy along the way towards those larger things that make you very happy indeed. We call this paying the price for success, or paying the price of success in advance, your dues. Sometimes these interim steps don't make you happy directly, but the happiness you achieve from attaining your goal will be so great that it will totally overwhelm the temporary inconveniences and dissatisfaction you have to endure in order to get there. I thought about this, when I wrote this, what I thought about is you used the example of working out. I don't know too many people who like to work out, but I know everybody that loves the results of working out. See, some people are genetically, and God bless them, they stay mean and lean and what have you. But for the most of us, we have to work out, and we don't want to have to get up early in the morning, get out of bed and go to a gym, or we don't have to want to go and sweat out our hair and what have you. But after several months of working out, you start feeling happy again, or you start feeling happy because of the results that you have achieved due to the inconvenience of working out. And maybe not, I don't want to say inconvenience, but do you understand, due to the struggle, due to the just the process. Again, you would see in most generations, everybody wants the end results, but no one wants to go through the process. No one wants to go through the process. I remember pledging my fraternity, and I remember the first night they said, man, you know, if you want to, you know, there's a way that you can avoid all this. They was like, man, if you pay this dollar amount and you sign your name, we can take you in. You ain't got to go through this process. And something didn't feel right about that. So I said, no, I'm not going to sign my name. But now, being on the other side of the process, I have then now asked, I've deemed several lines, and I've asked several people, do you want to go through? And some people have bid it, you know, bid the apple, or bid the, they signed the letter. And then what I do is after they signed it, I ball it up and throw it in their face and tell them, you will never avoid the process. The process is what makes you. The process is what fortifies you. The process makes you more appreciative of with your end results. So I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, there are sometimes you have to do things that will make you unhappy. But if the ultimate goal, the ultimate end result, is that you will be in a better, happier place, then go through the process. Don't avoid it. Go through and watch and see how you are more happier on the other end. Well, my brothers and sisters, there are three action exercises that I want us to walk away with tonight, and then we will take questions or comments. The first is accept. These are action items. These are things that I really want you to pray and not just pray, but actually go through and do. So I don't know if you want to go get an ink pen or piece of paper, or you can got a good memory, God bless you. But these are action items that I really want you to do. The first is accept that you deserve all the joy and happiness you can possibly achieve through your own efforts. Second, Make your own happiness the chief organizing principle of your life and judge everything against that standard. And third, be willing to work hard and pay the price for the satisfaction and the rewards you desire. Always go the extra mile, and your success will be assured. Again, accept that you deserve all the joy and happiness you can possibly achieve through your own efforts. Second, make your own happiness the chief organizing principle of your life and judge everything against that standard. And thirdly, be willing to work hard and pay the price for the satisfaction and rewards you desire. Always go the extra mile, and your successes will be assured. There's two more scripture references that I want you to write down. Proverbs 3, verse 13, it says, happy is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding. And then the last is Proverbs 17, verse 22. A happy heart is like good medicine. Broken spirit drains your strength. So my brothers and sisters, I know that there are situations and circumstances and people that will try to rob you from your happiness. But you got to know and understand that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have joy. You deserve to live a better life. But you have to do these action items. You got to know that you deserve it. And then you got to understand and guide every decision based upon, is it going to make you happy or unhappy? Or rather, is it going to make God happy or unhappy? And then last, you got to realize that even when you're talking about being happy, you're going to have to work through it. You're going to have to go through the process. I know a lot of people, including myself, don't like to get up every morning. But every 2 weeks, I like it when that paycheck hits my bank account. So what I realize is, in order for me to get that paycheck, I got to get up and I got to go to work. So for me to get that happiness from my paycheck, and I'm not truly happy just because of the paycheck, but because of that paycheck, it sustains the lifestyle that I feel God has for me. And then it also allows me to be a blessing to others. So we have to realize that there are things and people that would try to come, just as the adversary will come, try to come steal, kill, and destroy your happiness. But you got to know that you deserve to be happy. It is your right as a citizen of the kingdom of God. You don't just get happiness and joy when you get to heaven. You get it now because of your relationship, because of your relationship to the King, and because of your kingdom walk. You can get all the joy and all the happiness, all of that right now. But it has to be based upon your relationship with God. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this discussion. We thank you for this time that we shared with you. Lord God, allow someone to walk away tonight or after they listen to this broadcast. Let them walk away and know that they deserve to be happy, that their happiness is not just based upon materialistic things that will fade away and rust and walk away, but it is based upon our relationship with you. I thank you, Lord God, for having a relationship and not religion. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God. Allow our decisions. Allow our decisions to make you happy, even if we have to be unhappy. Give us the fortitude, the anointing, the power and the strength to go through the process so that we can appreciate the sweet reward that rests on the other side. And that sweet reward isn't just in heaven with you, but we can experience it right here on earth. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we are so thankful for the happiness that you give us. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want to open up the phone lines. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and I will be able to recognize and open up your mic. Again, if you listen to the rebroadcast, then you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and then I'll be able to respond to your email. Again, we are so thankful for all of who shared, all of those who are listening tonight. We praise God for you on this first day of spring. Allow the joy and the laughter and the happiness that all that spring brings. Allow you to live in that. It is yours. It is rightfully yours, because of your relationship with the Father. Again, let me give you some instructions. On every Monday night, you can listen to our own beloved, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his Queen Tammy Storr, speaking about oneness and relationships, or oneness just in your life. Great marriage ministry, just great relationship ministry. They're on the same phone line from 7:30 to 9:00 every Monday night. And then at 9:30, Minister Leah Killings comes on and shares for 30 minutes. Just all about what God has done for her. She comes forth with a word. Then yours truly on every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. And then we have Bishop George Flint that comes on every Thursday night from 8:00 to 9:00. Great, powerful man of God out of the ATL area, and then from the great state of Ohio, where I went to school, Wilberforce University, but he stays in Akron. But brother Joseph Amos Joseph Collins, every Saturday at 1:00 from 1 to 2. Great brother who has a heart for God, who does not find it a shame. Brother Amos, it does not find it a shame to share the gospel. So we thank the Lord again. You can, so every Monday night, every Wednesday night, every Thursday night, and Saturday at 1:00, you can call into the same line and you can hear mighty men and women of God sharing the word of God and sharing the thoughts of God. Now, let me say to you, if you have a desire to share the word of God and you can be committed to sharing the word of God, please get in contact with me and we will be able to speak to Dr. Storr and work out a time where you might be able to share what God has given you. We want to avail the time for God to use all of us as his ambassadors, as his mouthpiece. So again, if you have a desire to share, you can reach me at jvan91@yahoo.com. And I will, we'll talk and I will pass your information on to Dr. Storr. Okay. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment or who have a question? Please press 1 and we'll be able to unmute your mic. Okay. Well, I see we don't have anyone. I want to say to you all again, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. For God allowing me to be his spokesperson and to be his ambassador. What I want to do, I want to play this song. This is an old song. This song brings back so many memories living in Northwest Washington, D.C. Even though I live in Northeast now, I am an uptown baby. That's what we call ourselves, people who live in Northwest, up off the avenue. I live literally 5, like a 10-minute quick run, not even 10 minutes, like 5-minute run from Howard University, good 15, 20-minute walk if you take your time. But I stayed up in the Northwest corridor of Washington, D.C., and we used to play this song, and we used to go and see this group, and once you hear I pray that it brings back happy memories from your past of time that when God blessed you. And let me just say, even if you didn't have a relationship with God then, he was still blessing you and watching over you. Well, as always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. I pray that you enjoy this song. When I said this song brings back so many memories, God, I'm just smiling, man. How you feeling?
Happy feeling, Christmas day.
Philly, happy feelings, family. Wow, that's a great song. Peace and love.